It's Wednesday, the 8th of May, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Aili Angula, an independent presidential candidate, announced her financial family relief, the Rise Together program, promising $1,750 Namibian dollars for all Namibians aged 18 to 59 for 3 years if elected. Activist Herbert Yao commented on the initiative.
To hear ideas and strategies of how poverty can be eliminated and how we guarantee a decent life for all post election. And that mustn't be cheap electoral talk. It must be commitment and practical interventions to achieve that aim.
In addition, Namibia Nutrition and Food Alliance Director Ben Sharnick weighed in.
I actually like to see change in that suggestion is that it doesn't really apply only to adults as from the age of 18 or 19, but that it really starts from birth, because especially children have a huge need in their developmental stages.
Windhoek City and MTC have joined forces in a pivotal partnership to strengthen safety and security measures. Through a memorandum of understanding, they plan to equip the Windhoek City Police Service with cutting-edge technologies to enhance crime-fighting capabilities. The city's spokesperson, Lydia Amutenya.
The partnership sealed through the memorandum of understanding marks a significant step towards the realization of a safe city where innovation meets security. With MTC's support, the city will see the installation of advanced CCTV systems, a move that promises to strengthen and enhance surveillance and deter criminal activities in Windhoek. This initiative is a shining example of how public-private partnership can enhance our city's infrastructure and quality of life.
Namibia celebrates International Nurses Day today, highlighting the economic significance of nursing care. The focus is on tackling financial hurdles and undervaluation nurses encounter despite their crucial healthcare role. In addition, the day aims to shift perceptions and underscore the economic advantages of investing in nursing. Junias Shilunga, Secretary General of the Nurses Union.
The significance of this day is to remind the government about and everyone about the importance of the nurses in our healthcare system. They work, they do, the sacrifices that they make. So it is very imperative that we recognize their hard work. And so that is why we celebrate on a yearly basis. As a union, we are there for them, and we are always trying to reach out to the government to make sure that those issues are addressed.
The chairperson of the South African Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy, Sahlulele Luzipo, has expressed concern at Shell's decision to divest from South Africa. The British multinational oil and gas company is reshaping its portfolio and will divest its shareholding in Shell downstream in the country. Shell operates about 700 service stations in the country. Luzipo says any company leaving the country at a time when investment is needed is a pity and a concern. U.S. President Joseph Biden said there is no room for anti-Semitism in our world and emphasized that student protesters are allowed to exercise their freedom of speech against investment in Israel, but not to speak out against the country's existence. He was making a speech at an annual Holocaust memorial event at the Capitol, in which the killing of 6 million Jews is remembered. Caroline Malone reports from Washington.
He said, though, there is still some hate in the world, and he said, as an example, we saw that hate displayed during the Hamas attack on October 7th of last year. And he said that the US in particular must continue to move against anti-Semitism. He connected all that to what we're seeing on student campuses, saying there's been illustrations of anti-Semitism, particularly with some of the students calling for the end of the State of Israel, and says there should be no tolerance for that.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.